It's Matty Garwood for Ozmade. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night, and one of the biggest breakout artists at only the age of 15 is George Alice, aka George. She's now 16, and she has got a brand new single out. It is called Circles. She's in the midst of rehearsals for one of her big shows coming up as well, and she's taken some time out to have a chat with us on Ozmade. George, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about this schedule that you've got going at the moment with a live show that's coming up.
So I've just been organising, I guess, getting my whole live show ready and up to go. And yeah, now it's just rehearsal time, getting everything shaping up. And it's my first live show, and it's at Wine Machine on the 8th. And yeah, it's going to be really fun.
And coming off the back of this, Circles climbed to number one on the Australian viral charts. At 15 and 16, did you ever think that this would be so massive?
No way. not at all. I only entered this as a bit of fun, like just to get some experience. And it was the first song that I'd ever properly recorded. And, you know, I just never really had any idea what I was doing. So I just entered it and was like, yeah, we'll see how it goes. Yeah. And then, yeah, it just blew up and everything's gone crazy since.
It has, because there was like over 1,500 entries into the competition. What do you think made your song and yourself stand out so much?
I really don't know. I guess I like support everybody. Like, I was never in it for a competition. Mm-hmm. I was just in it not expecting anything out of it. So I was just hyping everyone up at the same time as myself and making sure that everybody was like getting the attention that I was getting. Just showing that I'm a community kind of person. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, that's really cool though. And you grew up in a bit of a country community yourself in the folky world. Do you think that's been a heavily influence?
Yeah, I think so. I think especially like with the sound itself, starting off as just an acoustic artist, really basic, and then slowly branching out into like this more electronic pop sound.
Sure.
I think that itself just like speaks for the small town sort of thing, you know, starting really small and then slowly like gradually getting bigger. But then I also think for like just the way that I am with communities as well, I think it really helps out, especially being in the music industry. Everyone's always like a big community, like a big family, so it's good to have those skills and everything.
And you started out writing at the age of 11 years old.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
I wrote my first song about a movie that I was watching because I just thought that an 11-year-old's life isn't very exciting, so I didn't really have anything to write about.
What was
so,
the movie?
Water Horse, I think. It's just about like war, and it's like the Loch Ness Monster sort of thing.
Okay.
But I wrote a song about that, and yeah, I guess I just put myself in their perspective and thought how they'd be feeling if this is actually happening. And, you know, the whole idea of a mother having her kids going through war and growing up in kind of a rough time.
Sure. How often do you still play that song?
Never.
What other songs and what stuff can we expect from your show coming up?
I've been in the studio a lot recently, and we did a lot of searching to find the right sound for the project. And I think that I'm very picky with what I was putting in the set list and very picky with the sounds that people hear coming from me. And it has to be very like specific to the George Alice project. There's a lot of new music in there. My next release is in there as well. And there's a very special cover, which I'm sure everyone will know.
And you've been working with some pretty famous people as well, getting flown right across the world. How's that been?
Yeah, it's been so much fun. It's been so surreal, even trying to wrap my head around it, you know, like going from working on an English assignment to like the next day being in LA, you know, really cool people. It's been pretty insane.
You must find the Tones and I story pretty inspiring as well.
Yeah, I think that is just the greatest story. You know, everyone you speak to in music speaks about Tones and I, and I think that Tones is like the sweetest, loveliest person. Like, you know, you can just tell it shines through all of her socials and it shines through her music as well. And she's just like the loveliest person. You can just tell that sense of community and the sense of like organic music and everything comes from the busking story and just how she's been thrown into it as well. So yeah, I love her.
Well, that's good. Maybe some huge things for you to come as well, George.
Hopefully, one day.
Awesome. Well, it's all off the back of this one, Circles. We're loving it. I'm going to play it right now. George Alice, would you like to introduce it for me?
Sure. This is George Alice, and you're listening to my song, Circles.